All right, this is the newbie bloggers. It's how to create and monetize a blog. Now we go through a whole series of questions. The first topic, six steps to get a blog online. And your first step, of course, is to have a blog name. We talked all about that in July on how to create your blog name and your actual domain and how you actually can get that published. And we're going to talk about that a little bit again today, but today we're going to talk about how do you get it online? How do you actually create this thing and get it online? So does anybody already have a blog? Anyone in the group? Christy, do you already have a blog?
No, I do not.
Okay. Mary, how about you? Do you already have a blog? I see the picture of your kitty cat. That's cute. Maria, how about you? Do you have a blog?
No, I don't have a blog, and I know nothing about it, so that's why this is
All right, we're going to start wonderful. From the beginning then. Shanti, how about you? Do you have one already?
No, so I've only purchased domain name.
Okay, so you have a domain. What's your domain that you've purchased so far?
My first and last name, shantysmith.com.
Okay, very good. Now, I'm going to give you, right now, I'm going to put you guys on mute. You can unmute when we chat and have a question. So I'll put you on mute for right now.
Okay.
Go back around here and put you on. Okay. So here's what I want to show you. I am put your comments in the chat maybe for right now. And I'm just going to kind of share my screen. Sally, where are you, Sally? Sally says, can you hear me or see me? I do not. Where is Sally? We're looking. I'm looking for you, Sally. Here you go. And we've got Steve, it looks like. Let me find Steve. Okay, Steve, you are using an older version of Zoom, it says. And so it says that I cannot allow you to actually chat with us. So Steve, put your questions in the chat. So there's Sally. Sally is my co-mod. And so welcome, Sally. I'm glad to see you here today.
Can you hear me now?
I can, yes.
I can only see you. So I can't see anybody else. I can only see you.
Okay. And that's because we're on a webinar platform this morning instead of on an actual meeting platform.
All right.
So
got it.
So let me go back to you, Sally. Bear with us while we get set up here. I am going to actually promote Sally up here with me. So you'll be able to see her as one of our panelists today. And so Sally, you're getting an invite now to be a panelist. So the rest of you, I can see you on the screen, but according to Sally, you can't see each other, but you can chat in the chat box. There we go. Sally, there you are. Hey, hi, Sally. Hey. Sally is my co-mod. And so Sally is also a blogger and she is a travel agent. So she has a travel blog. Well, I guess her blog is more of a lifestyle blog because it is about more than just travel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to share my screen and we're going to get started. And then if Sally wants to share toward the end, we can let Sally share as well. So Sally, just to bring you up to date, everybody on the call, no one has a blog yet. We have a couple that have their domain names. They're literally getting started. So it's from the very beginning. So I want to share my screen. And the first thing that I want to do is share my website. Now, hopefully all of you can see this. Sally, can you see my screen? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. That lets me know it's shared. Okay, this is my website. And if you click, this is my little menu here, and you'll notice this is my domain up here, kathybenner.com. On the call already, we've had a gal that already bought her domain name. So she has her domain.com, you know, her name.com, and that's fine. And you can blog under that and that's perfect. But I choose to do my actual website under my name. And then I named my blog more about my overarching vision on what I want my message to be. So when you scroll down my page with everything that I'm doing, And we have another whole course called How to Build a Better Business. And we teach this as well on how to create your value proposition statement. So I'm not going to get real deep into it because we're talking about blogging today. But my value proposition statement is how to help you have freestyle living. So I named my blog Freestyle Living. And so I have my website under my kathybenner.com domain, and my blog is under Freestyle Living. So I'm going to show you that in a moment. You can scroll all the way down my homepage. I'm not going to bore you with all of my products and services, but you can scroll all the way down the homepage on everything that I offer. And then when you get closer to the bottom of the page, it will actually have my blog. This is one way to get to it. There's my podcast. And then here coming up next is the blog. So there's the blog, Freestyle Living. And so a little paragraph here on my website. And then when you click articles to help you get started, when you click that, it takes you right over to the actual blog. And this is my blog. So now you'll see up here, now the domain is freestyleliving.net. is the actual domain of the blog. And then these are the different blogs that I've done. There's three of them show on the homepage, but then you'll see all these tags. These are all the different blogs that I've done, and you can click on any of these, kind of like an index. You can click on any of those and the blog will come up. So many of you that have not done this before, you're like, how do I get there? Oftentimes you do not have to buy the domain and then try to find the platform. Oftentimes it's a package. And when you go to get your platform, it will include a domain. And so that's what I want to show you today. So it's easier than you think. So now I'm going to go back to my homepage, and our faces are covering up my slider. So I'm scrolling back up here to the top. When I come clear to the top of the homepage, again, I'm back on my website, and go to my menu right here. The menu has a resource tab. If you click on my resource tab, and this is, again, this is resources for all of the products that I do, but I do have a section on, where do I find it here? This is my section on building a better business. And one of the things is this HostGator web builder for blogs, and it's $2.75 a month. And it includes the domain. See, includes a free domain name for your blog. And so this is on my website. So I do suggest, if you're totally new and you're not sure how to get started, this is a great way to get started, is to click through. And if you click on that, this is the screen that comes up, and you can get started for $2.75 a month. And what it does is it gets you your free domain for the first year. You see that? And the domains are like 10 bucks a whole year after that. So it's really inexpensive. And it's just, let me get rid of this. And it's just a way to get started. Now, that's not the only domain out there. You don't have to go with HostGator. There's all types that you can get involved with. And let me see if I can find one. Yeah, this is actually in our course, our blogging course. And again, I'll show you so that you can, this is my website again. I'll go back to the top and go to my homepage. And then on my website, if you scroll down just on the homepage, this is before you get to the blog, you can scroll down and you can see the different topics, and you'll get to the newbie bloggers right here. And this is the free meetup. This is where you all are today. And so you can click on my website again, kathybenner.com, and you can get all those replays. But we also have a mastermind. And if you purchase the mastermind, it's $25 a month. You get the course. And I just wanted to show you where that was, because what I'm going to do now is I'm going to jump into the course. And this is one of the topics in the course. Over here, you can see all the different topics. It's how to pick your blog name. It's 13 ways to find your passion, 3 questions your blog must answer, the number one tip for a successful blog, and then get your blog online. And that's what we're talking about today, is getting it online. And it's how a blog works. But then the 15 top blogging platforms. And so that's what I want to show you, is HostGator is not the only one out there. You can use WordPress.org. There's also a WordPress.com. One is free and one has some paid options. So it's up to you. I'm not a WordPress gal. So I chose HostGator because HostGator is also WordPress, but they have put together these themes already for you. So it's easier. So it's more of a plug and play. And so I'm going to scroll down. Now, it depends on what you want to do with your blog. The second one is Squarespace, which is a good one if you're going to be selling actual products like candles and backpacks or any physical products. Squarespace is a good one because it sets it up like a store. And so I kind of like that one, but that's not what I do. But anyhow, they've got different plans here you can purchase. Wix is pretty easy. That's the number three. But you'll see here, number four is the HostGator. And so the reason that I picked HostGator and one of the big deals with HostGator is it has a drag and drop feature right here. It's user friendly. That's one of the key features of HostGator is it's just drag and drop, and it makes it super easy for you to customize your blog. So with that, I'll go back up here to the top, and I want to show you, bear with me till I find the right page. This is what it looks like when you first go into your blog and it says, what do you want to do? And you want to edit the site. And then when you jump over to edit the site, you can create a new post. So this is what I've done so far today. I just did this today. So I don't have it finished yet. I don't have my tags in there yet. Tags are like, it's like the way to find which blog you're looking for. So you want to put some tags into each blog about your subject so that folks can pull it up. It's like an index. It's the way they can find it. But anyway, I've already written this, Change Your Life Today, No Charge. And so I've already written this blog that you see right here. I don't have my pages at the bottom. So here, somebody said, how do you make money? I can say, learn more. Okay, learn more. I can highlight that. I'll just highlight right over that. Go here to the link. And now in the URL, and I'll probably have to come back to it. What I want to do is I want to pick up this link and send them over to my website. So that way, hopefully, now if I can find my page again. So that way, if somebody wants to click through and buy one of my products, that's one of the ways that I can actually monetize my blog. So once they finish reading the blog, if they click on learn more, it takes them right to my website. Okay, so that's just one way that they can make money on a blog. Now, one of the ways that I am also making money is when I showed you my resource page, when you click here on my resource page, this is an affiliate link for me. And underneath this button, I've put my affiliate link. And so what happens if any of you click through on HostGator, you get credit and I get credit on HostGator because that's an affiliate link. So that's another way that I can make money by blogging. And again, another affiliate link, and Sally has heard this one many times. This is PLR, and PLR is a free site. I'll go to the top. It's called PLR up here, PLR.me. And you can put in whatever topic you want, and you work on credits. And you see where I have 96 credits. Well, when you go back to my website again, back to my resource page, guess what? I have PLR. You get 10 free credits if you click through on my website, but guess what? I get 10 free credits as well. See, because it's an affiliate link. So you go, how do you make money? I get 10 free credits. Well, when I get credits, what that means is that they put it into my account right here. Now I can buy an already written blog. If you go, oh, I don't know for sure what to write about, this is a great way to get started because you can come through here and here's a blog post. It's only one credit. So you can just click on this one right here, this particular one, and download it. And if you've got credits, because if you click through my website, you're going to get 10 credits. I get 10 credits. That's why I've got 96, is because folks have clicked through. So I've yet to pay for any credits. And you can do the same thing. You can make this as an affiliate link on your blog if you want, and you can make money off of this as well. So the ones with the check marks are the ones that I've used already. And this is the one that I just did today, and you see the check mark. Here are the tags: blogging, blog, life, writing, healing, feelings, situation, lives, experience, feel. So anybody that clicks on my blog, they go, I want to know about blogging, and they click on blogging, this latest blog will come up. Now, I haven't put all of these tags in yet on my HostGator. And so here's where they would go. They would go right here. So again, I would put blog. I would put blogging, you know, and again, you just fill in those tags right off of this PLR. Life, writing, healing. Okay, so you get the idea. So that's how you tag your blog. And I still need to add a picture. I don't have a picture yet for my blog. And so I usually write it, and then I kind of sit with it for a minute and make sure that, you know, it resonates, my picture resonates. So anyway, this is what the blog looks like. All I did is I took it straight from PLR, popped it right over into my blog to create a new blog. And once I'm all done, I just mark that I publish it, and it'll come up published. And so in the meantime, some that I've already published. Oh, I've got to move our thing here off the top. And there's my homepage, freestyleliving.net. So now I'm going to just actually pull the blog up the way you would see it. This was the last one that I did. It was called 4 Steps to a Healthy Weight Loss. And I found this picture, try again without the socks. Yeah, that's me. Try that again without the socks, see if you weigh less. Anyway, I wrote this, and again, it came straight from PLR. Here's one called 9 Things Emotionally Healthy People Do. Here's how to achieve anything you want. You can see, you can click through as many blogs. You can click through over here, you know, let's say eating healthy. Let's just click on one of those and it'll come up. Eating healthy on a budget. You can pick, let's do something about habit. And here's one, be the best version of you. 9 ways to practice personal development. Old habits, new habits. See, everything that has the word habit in it will come up. Let's say something with blog titles. That's a good blog article. And here's one, why your title should be no longer. And if you click on that, see if it'll let me open it up. Why your title should be no longer than this. And it goes through and tells about the length of your titles. See, so you can find whatever you're looking for on HostGator with these tags. So anyway, that's just a quick overview of how to get online. And so any questions? It says, so tags are similar to tags on Instagram. Yes, yes, that is correct. That is correct. So any questions, please feel free to unmic. I think the only person was Steve. We're going to let some other folks allow to talk. Yeah, if I click on Steve, allow to talk, it just says that he's got an older version. So Steve, if you have a question, please put it in the chat. If anybody else wants to ask a question, please feel free to unmic and ask. Any questions so far? How can I help you specifically get started blogging?
I just wanted to add that I use HostGator also.
Yes.
And Sally, I have my off. I have mine up. So
okay.
I just also want to add that you don't have to stick just right in one lane. Like Kathy has several lanes, but they all merge. So my blog is called Embrace the Unexpected, which applies to life. It applies to travel. It applies to a lot of things. So sometimes it is about travel. Sometimes I wrote a blog about turning 69 in January.
Mm-hmm.
I am trying to get the blog going for the honeymoon trip we took in May on the train. And just recently, I completed some education courses. One was, I got a certificate from Wheel the World. And I want to write about that company and show my certificate, you know.
So, and congratulations on that, by the way, Sally. Congratulations on getting your certificate. Yes. And that's a great thing to blog about. This morning I made a post on Facebook about coffee, of all things.
Right.
I could turn that into a blog. You know, I run a guest house in my home, and I woke up this morning to smelling this fabulous hazelnut coffee.
I wanted a cup.
I know. Coffee. And so I created this post and I thought this could be a whole blog.
But you don't, the point is you don't have to stick strictly in, especially if you have a, like I do and like Kathy does. It affords you the opportunity to be able to blog about different things.
But your title has to be kind of an umbrella over those things. So, excuse me. So my suggestion is to make a list of everything that you would like to blog about, all of your interest, and then see what thread kind of runs through all of those. And for me, I wanted to blog about how to have passive income in real estate, how to have passive income in short-term rentals, how to have passive income in midterm rentals, how to have passive income in blogging, how to have passive income in writing. And I realized that I really wasn't writing about passive income. I was writing about freestyle living, somebody that could do what they want, when they want, and not have to punch a time clock. So that is where finally my blog name came into being as Freestyle Living. So let's go around and see where everyone kind of is and where I can help you specifically. I'm going to just go in the order that I see you on my screen. Christy, you're at the top of my screen. If you had one burning question, what would it be about getting your blog started?
I'm still so new to this. I haven't fully formed any of it. I'm taking all the information in right now.
Okay. Now, you're here because you're interested in blogging. What are some of your interests? What are some of the interests that you have?
I was diagnosed with celiac a year ago and have found that there's not as much information out there as I would like. So I've considered that as something.
You know what? That's a great topic. That would be perfect. And you could just blog about your own experiences.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. That and stepmomming. Being a stepmom is all kinds of information there too.
Yes, yes. And so had you thought about a name for your blog yet or no?
No, the idea that I could try and make it something that can be all inclusive. I hadn't thought of that. I was thinking maybe I needed to stick to something more specific, but I was just brainstorming now. So no, I'm not sure yet.
Now, my suggestion when you're not sure is to make it a lifestyle blog. And so with a lifestyle blog, you can blog about anything that's happening in your life, see, which would include both of those lanes for you. Okay. And so I could see where you could name your blog with your name starting with a K, Christy. Uh-huh. You could do Christy's Crazy World and spell crazy with a K.
Oh, I like that.
So it could be all kinds of things to make it a lifestyle. Because what it does is a name like that simply says it's about your crazy life. And you can use that kind of tongue in cheek, crazy life. And and then you can blog about, you can blog about trips you take. You can blog about health issues. You can blog about step parenting. You can blog about all those things because it's all about Christy's crazy life or Christy's crazy world or you know, whatever, play with that. But that's just an idea.
Yeah, I like that. Thank you.
And so that way you can blog about all those things. And then what you want to do to monetize it is start thinking about affiliate links. And then ultimately you could start thinking about if you go in that direction, like I did, you could do courses, you could do masterminds, you could do 5-day challenges. There's all kinds of things that you could do to monetize the blog.
Okay.
Nice. Or you could sell actual products. Now, the best affiliate link to get is Amazon affiliate link. And then do you ever buy anything from Amazon, Christy?
All the time.
Now, all you have to do is weave what you just bought into your blog. Because remember, if it's a lifestyle blog, just weave into your blog, you know, guess what? I got this great thing today and here's a picture of it. And then all you do is you put your affiliate link underneath that subject in your blog. And anytime somebody clicks through on that link and goes over to Amazon, you get paid. Now here's where Amazon makes it really sweet. For everybody that that orders off of Amazon. When you're over there, you know how it, once you put your order in, it says at the bottom, other people have also liked this and this and this and this. And you're thinking, yeah, maybe I will order. And you end up ordering a couple of more things. Well, the sweet spot with Amazon is anyone that clicks through on your link out of your blog, everything they order on that order that day, you get paid for, not just the item you advertised.
Oh, wow.
And so that's a great way to monetize your blog. So is that helpful?
Yes, very helpful. Thank you.
To help you get started? Okay, yes, perfect. Yes. Perfect. Maria, how about you? If you had one big question this morning, what would your big question be?
Wow, I'm a beginner too.
I get it. We all started there. Yes.
Right. And I have interest in real estate.
Okay.
And also in healthy living.
Okay.
So I was trying to figure out how to create a blog around that, and how, and then you just taught me something about, these affiliate links. I just learned that from you today. And wow, what kind of affiliate links would I set up for something like that? Those are the questions, and that's where my head is spinning at.
Okay. No, you're on a great start. Again, I can see you doing a lifestyle blog because your lifestyle blog could be slanted toward finance with real estate. It could be slanted toward health. It could be, however you want to incorporate all of that together. So when you go to my website, kathybenner.com, you'll see that I have a lane about health, and then I have like two lanes with real estate, a couple lanes with writing, a couple of lanes with creating a better business and creating a 5-day challenge. And so all of that, see, is how to create a freestyle life. All of that is how can you create passive income so that you have freestyle living. And so that's where my blog came in at Freestyle Living. My podcast is also called Freestyle Living because I interview folks in all of those lanes. And so when you do that, just list everything that you think you might want to write about in your blog, and then see what the common feeling is in all of those items. And it could be, freedom. It could be financial security, because even with financial security, your health comes before wealth, because if you don't have your health and you have to spend all your money to try to buy your health back, you lose your wealth. So health is a big part of being financially secure, is also being healthy. So you can play with that and see how you might, put all of that together into that umbrella. And that's what you're looking for. You're looking for an umbrella that kind of goes over top of all of your subjects. So you have to kind of list everything you think you might want to write about and make it more broad as far as your title, and then make it more specific when you actually write the blog post. And then from there, once you kind of have that in place, and again, you can go to a lot of these sites and it automatically includes your domain. You don't have to like buy it separate and try to figure out how to make it connect. You can go right into HostGator and you just put in your different options and it'll tell you if it's already taken or not, the domain. And you just play around with it. And I ended up with freestyleliving.net instead of freestyleliving.com because somebody had already taken the freestyleliving.com. But I don't think folks these days even pay attention to that. If my blog comes up in a social media post or whatever, they just click on it because of its content. They don't not click on it because it's a .net instead of a .com. So don't get too hung up on the endings of your domain. The only thing I do want to mention is EDU is for educational institutions. So don't pick an EDU for education because the colleges and universities use EDU. And ORG is for nonprofits. So don't pick ORG unless you're a nonprofit. But other than that, the other endings are all kind of free game. When you go into a platform like HostGator, and it'll say, it says, do you need a domain? And if you say yes, it'll say, okay, enter your domain here, and we'll tell you if it's available. And if it's not, they give you a bunch of alternatives that are available. And so
mine's a net too.
Yeah. So they kind of help you pick. So hopefully that will help you. Okay. Shanti, how about you?
Okay. So question earlier when you mentioned the plr.me?
Yes.
Is that a site that you buy blog posts from?
That is a site that you can sign up for, and it will actually let you, you know, it's white label items. I'm going to try to just go back to the homepage, see if it'll let me. Here's, it says, never write from scratch again, done for you PLR content for coaches that you can brand as your own. Now it says coaches because that's what they're advertising here, but there is over 16,470 done for you resources. And you can come and see some of these are 10 credits. And if you sign up through my website, you get 10 credits, but for 10 credits, you get a whole bunch of stuff. You get, you know, this whole bundle. Well, I'll be honest, I've never bought a bundle. So I come down and I don't get these bundles. I actually, they even have content marketing, if you know, for different days of the week, you can buy stuff to post across your social media. But what I like to do is I like to stop and think, what topic am I writing about today? And I wanted to write about blogging today since this class was on blogging. So I just put in blogging and hit the search button. And once I did that, the items came up, and these are content bundles. And see, some of these are 18 credits. This one's 60. This is a 10 bundle. It's 66 credits. But some of this stuff, see, I wasn't interested in. But if you look down here, I've used this one before. The green check mark means I've already bought it. One credit. 7 ways that blogging can heal. And it's an article or a blog post. This is a workshop. It's 10 credits. So if you downloaded this, you would get an entire bundle of how to run a workshop on blogging. This one is an ebook. See, it reports in ebooks, 10 credits. This one is supercharge your blogging 17 post formulas. I could actually use this as an ebook and put it on my website. I'll show you where I did one. Here is just one credit. It's supercharge your blogging. Here's income boost blueprint. It's 2 credits. I've used that one before. It's got the green check mark. And this is the one that I did just today. I downloaded this one. It's a blog post. It's only 1 credit. I hit the little down arrow button. I downloaded it and it subtracted 1 credit here out of my credit wallet, if you will. And so I still have 96 credits left. So I don't know, is that helpful at all?
Yes, though I couldn't see your screen.
I'm sorry.
I was able to follow you.
There, now you can see it.
Okay.
Yeah. So here's the green check marks, and here's the one that I just did today, change your life. So I just go here to the top and I just put in my blogging and searched. And then here's my credits.
Okay. And then you said that you purchased one today, the blog or post or something today, right?
I purchased this one right here. I just did the little down arrow key and I downloaded this one, Change Your Life Today. That's the one that and then what I did is once I downloaded it, I put it right here, Change Your Life Today. I didn't change a thing. This is right out of PLR. That's going to be my blog today. I'm going to publish this. I have to find a picture that I like to put here. I'm going to go through my personal pictures and find a picture. And then once I do that, I am ready to publish this. And see, this is exactly the way it came in PLR. All I did was copy and paste it over. And I added my link here so I could monetize it back to my website.
It's a way to get articles without having to worry about copyright issues.
That's what I was going to also ask as far as with the copywriting. And with that, when you purchase that particular post, what if it's something that you don't like? Like, do you read through the posts and say, oh, okay, yes or no? And you know,
you can change it to anything you want. It's a great way to get a base format. So I'll give you an example. I wanted to write about passive income, and PLR didn't have anything under passive income. So what I did is I downloaded an article about money. And then I went through the article and every place that it said money, I changed the words to passive income. And then I posted that in my blog, the one that said passive income. And I used the article as my base. So I didn't have to write the whole thing. All I had to do was just make it mine. And you can edit the articles as much or as little as you want. You can use them exactly the way they come, or you could edit the heck out of them. It's up to you.
Okay. And is there a particular site that you go to see how to outline your particular blog? Like, since we're new, like, how do we do the outlines?
Outline as far as what?
Because I've heard someone saying that I have to have like a header two or header one, and then the body, and then a picture. Like,
HostGator does that.
Okay.
See, when you're in HostGator, see, it automatically gives you, you put your title here. It's got your date. You put your author name. Here's where you put your picture. It's got a place to put in your tags. And right here is where you can pick whether you want a full heading, a subheading, or a normal. And that's how you change these. So if you highlight that, I'm using subheading. If I used heading, it simply makes it bigger.
We can't see your screen.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did that before. I click over before I share. There we go. So anyway, if I highlight this, now you can see it. So then I can do heading and make it bigger, or I could do subheading and make it smaller. And so this is where it's all done for you right here in HostGator.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Which is another reason I like HostGator, because it's kind of a done for you kind of blog. You basically just plug your article in. Now you can write the article right here, right in HostGator. You don't have to write it separate. When you download from PLR, it's going to download into a Word document, and then you're going to copy and paste the Word document over into your blog site, whether you're using HostGator or Squarespace or whatever you're using. But you can come right here and you can write your article right here. So if you want to edit your site, and again, I just click HostGator, said I want to edit my site, and this is it's loading, and it's going to let me load right here where it says blog. I click on blog and it says add a new post, and I can add a new post, and it's just totally blank. So I can actually write, you know, I can write my post here. I don't have to copy and paste it from somewhere else. If you want to write right into your platform, you can do that. The only thing it populated was the date and my name. It did not give me a title, did not give me tags, did not give me my picture, didn't give me the whole body. I could write it right here if I wanted to. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
And then at the bottom, I learned this for HostGator anyway, there's a drop down that says publish, or what's the next one? It's like you're still in draft.
To preview. You can preview it before you publish it. Yeah.
So I do that. I don't put published until right down here.
Yes. So you don't publish it until you're ready to publish. So you can work on it is what you're saying, and you can leave it and come back to it. You can kind of leave it in that unpublished state, you know, for as long as you want.
Oh, I was going to have you do the drop down so she can see what it's
here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So draft.
It's a draft or published or draft. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So you would have to be, I guess, a decent writer to publish a meaningful, you know, post, right?
No.
or have PLR in your back pocket.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Or you can have fun with your post.
Yeah.
You don't have to be, it does not have to be scholarly. Like I would see Christie's Crazy World would not be necessarily a serious post. I'm talking about serious things.
But it could be. It could be.
Or, you know, so it doesn't. So I'm kind of, when you think, Kathy, my writing style is a little breezier.
Right. And mine's a little more technical, because I write a lot about passive income and money and health and health issues. And so my writing might be a little more on the technical side. But again, this morning I made that post on social media about coffee. And I thought to myself, this would make a great blog post. I should just continue writing out about, you know, about different flavored coffees. That would make a great blog post. And again, I could certainly tie that into freestyle living. Like, no matter where I wake up, I love my first cup of coffee. I could tie that into a lifestyle post.
Yep.
Okay. Is that helpful?
That is. Thank you.
All right. I am just making sure that everybody here can chat if they want. Okay. Raphael, how about you? What is your big question?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I got too many microphones hooked up to this computer. Okay. What I was more interested in is just like the getting started part. Like, I've messed with WordPress. I've done web development for years, and I've always set everybody up with all the tools for their success, but I never thought for myself, hey, maybe this is something I can do for me. Uh-huh. So I'm just kind of like sitting here listening to ideas. When I was listening to the part of designations for domains, this uh-huh. is something that I know pretty well. And I've been noticing a huge trend with people with personal blogs that are basically their story. They're using a lot of the .me
yes. extension,
even though that's for like the country code from Montenegro, I think it is. They're still using it because nobody cares about that. Like everybody looks at a .com as some sort of corporate. They look at it, it's like, oh, that's way too ahead of my league. You know, while I'm right now selling two domain names that are .com, they're just not for me. Like one might, I keep one because I'm thinking now along the lines of what you're doing, a lifestyle blog, but it's more like I'm studying a book on Flutter app development. I figure, hey, I'll blog my journey reading that book, you know, just start somewhere. Like,
sure.
Like one of my friends said, your first YouTube video is going to suck.
Right.
It's going to suck. It's
my 10th one actually still yeah. suck, but I yeah. get it.
I mean, I've done YouTube videos before too. Like I'll sometimes play video games and I'll stream it just to check uh-huh. my connection on my network. And my son is big on playing YouTube. Like he likes to record Minecraft and a bunch of other games. So I'm thinking about setting him up with his own private blog because he likes to have his YouTube channel and him and his friends and just select family members go to it. And I know how to set up a private, what they call intranet, but on an open domain system. So I figured I'd do that for him, but I'm just like listening in on you guys. You're giving me ideas. I literally just opened up my server and I'm like looking at it thinking, okay, what template can I run on WordPress? Let me see if this is worth giving a shot. You know, I'm just tired of doing 10 different things and stretching myself out and then coming back to one thing. And I'm like, I just want to slow down now.
I get it. So don't overthink it, Raphael. Just, you know, basically all you need is you just need a website. All a blog platform is a website. That's all it is. And so if you're to the point where you can create your own website and make it look the way you want it to look, that's great. But for those of us that are not.
Oh, no, don't believe me. I'm done with web development. Like, like, let's be this way. I did it from 1998 all the way to 2014. I took a break from it. No, 2012. I took a break to go back to school because I did take a break from that career choice to the military. But it was like, Florida killed it for me with web design because realtors think they know everything. They think what I did was easy, only to let me go. And then 2 weeks later, calling me saying, hey, can you build this for me? I'm like, no, they made it stressful. So I became an app developer and started just building little softwares for phones, iOS and Android, but I'm by myself. I also have a mental health condition from the military. So it's like, it makes it hard for me to join a lot of groups because I don't know how to join a lot of groups. I go to the VA for any of that nonsense, mm-hmm. but how to like start using the lessons they've taught me to join groups like what yours is, like just part of the community.
I think you can have a great blog post. And again, because you know your way around web development, all you need is just a platform and a domain and just start. You're just posting an article. That's all you're doing. That's mm-hmm. all a blog post is you're just posting an article on a website. That's all you're doing. That's what a blog post is. And then the way to monetize it, I like to start with affiliate links. That's a perfect way. If you feel led down the road to create program, like Sally can monetize hers with her trips because she's doing trips. So she can blog about a trip and then she can link right to the booking to book the trip. So
my question is about the, here's a good question about the affiliate linking. Is there like a, like, let's say today I decide I want to use one of the domain, let's say I want to sell both of them, but let's say I decide I'll keep one because it has a certain level of marketability for what I want to do. And I want to affiliate link it. How would I go about, not how would I go about, is there a restriction on getting started with affiliate linking? Like let's say your site is brand spanking new. There is no history on it on the web. It's been erased from the web. Like let's say it's been like 5 years since it's been used. Mm-hmm. You come back, there's no web history on it. You want to do affiliate linking. You make a bunch of blog posts to fill it up. Now you just have to worry about getting traffic to the site. Do affiliate linking programs allow you to start putting links into your website right away? So this is all you have to worry about? Because I remember in the past, they would just like leave you, oh no, you got to have more traffic.
No, you can do an affiliate link right away. The only thing is when you sign up for an affiliate link, they tell you how many sales they want you to have. So then it's up to you to try to get traffic. That number of sales. Yes. And so we're jumping ahead a little bit, but the best way to do that, because we're going to talk about how to promote later on, but the best way to do that is once you create your blog on your website and you're ready now to advertise it, the best way is to then sprinkle it out across social media. And we're going to talk about that later on. That's not in today's topic, but that is one of our topics. So you're going to want to be sure to come back every month.
I know I have that thing. I think I have an advantage on that one for the social media side, because I, like I said, I follow a bunch of YouTubers that I play video games with, and I've actually managed to go from PC and Xbox and meet these guys who have like 60,000 to 100,000 viewers. And I've, in one server, there's this YouTuber named Kamikaze Von Doom. He plays a couple games that I play. And on one particular game on his Discord server, I just wanted to take over what they call the conflict match. And I found out this little quirk in the game where if you have two teams and they log in at the same exact time for a conflict, they can take over one server for themselves. And I hosted that, and he jumped in, and it was a big event, and he was able to stream it on his YouTube channel, and it got him like an extra 20,000 subscribers out of that. And I'm thinking maybe I can use that as a means to get some traffic to my site. You just gave me that idea, so thanks.
Yes, perfect. Well, thank you for your input. We're going to move on and let some other folks have a chance to chat, but thank you so much for that. Candace, how about you? What is your one big question today?
Hey. So I'll try to keep it to one big question. It's mostly for me, it's a title. And I don't know that you can help me with that now. And I think you alluded to being able to get that information elsewhere. But what my blog is hopefully going to be about is keeping a positive mindset at work, no matter what, even if you're in a profession that's not your desired profession. That's kind of the idea. And I don't have that all sussed out yet.
Well, and again, I can see where that still could be kind of on the outskirts of a lifestyle blog, because I'm afraid if you make it strictly that particular topic about work, you might have something that really excites you, and then you're thinking, oh, I can't really blog about that because it's off topic. So you might want to think about all the things that you're interested in, whether it be that particular topic and also just in your normal lifestyle. I like ballroom dancing. We're hikers. We like bicycling. So again, all of those things came under the health lane for me, being active. And so you might just make a list of every single thing that you enjoy and then see what the common thread is that runs through those to come up with your title.
Okay. And all righty. And I don't want to take up more time. I know we're running down. The idea is that this will be running off of a business. And so it will be a coaching, kind of that sort of a thing, and not really a career coaching. I haven't, again, got that all detailed out. I work full time, so I'm trying to piece it together between times.
Yeah. Okay. So you're thinking you want to add some a coaching component, and that's how you're going to monetize the blog. You're going to point the blog back to your coaching product.
You got it. Yes, thank you. I should have been clearer.
Okay, I get that. That's exactly what I'm doing. So if you visit my website, kathybinner.com, you'll see that that's exactly what I'm doing. But I had to list all of the topics that I thought I might want to develop a course around or a coaching program around. And then again, see what the common thread was running through those.
Okay.
And so the best advice that I give you, and you'll get this, Candace, is try to enter the conversation in your client's mind. What questions are they going to be asking you? And that might be a great place for you to start, is to list all the questions that you need to answer in your coaching programs. And that's going to give you a more common thread through all of those.
Okay.
And with mine, when I'm talking with, you know, because again, I've got the lanes on real estate. I've got the lanes on creating a better business. I've got the lanes on writing. Everyone was asking me, how can I make a living out of doing this? That was the number one question. And so that's where I then came up with Freestyle Living as my title for my podcast and my blog.
Okay. Thank
you. Because that was everyone's main question, is how to make a living out of this. If I'm buying real estate, how do I make a living out? If I'm going to blog, how do I make a living out of this? Okay. That was their big question.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Is that helpful?
Yeah. I think that what I'll do, I think that what I really took from that first was, what questions will they ask? Will my clients ask me, and what's the common thread? So, yeah. Okay.
There was a question on where to, a good place to get pictures. Sally interjected that Canva has a lot of free pictures. There's some that even cost a little bit, but again, when you go to the internet, make sure that you get the free ones. Make sure that you find the free pictures. Don't grab a picture that you know, has a watermark on it that you're supposed to pay for. Don't do that. Make sure you get the free one. Now, the best thing for pictures is to just do your own. Today's cameras in our cell phones are better than what has better pixels than what cameras did just a few years ago. Our cell phones have amazing cameras. And so feel free to take some of your own pictures. And that way there's never a question or conflict of where your picture came from. So that's a great thing, is to just take your own. But if you're going to get some off the internet, make sure that they're not watermarked. Make sure they are free.
I have to say though, even pictures that say they're free, they might be free only for specific reasons.
This is
that's
true.
What I ran into, because I thought the picture I was using was free, and it wasn't really free because I was using it to, in a particular application. So that's why I pretty much stick to Canva.
Yes, I get it. I get it. I get it. Raphael said a software called Droid Cam X on his Android phone, and to use it as a webcam. So that's interesting. Perfect. Yes, good information. All right, let's see. Is there anyone else that we didn't get to? I'm looking through my names here. It looks like we still have five folks on. We, again, haven't heard from Steve because I can't give you the mic, Steve. I tried. When it says allow to talk, it says you're using an older version, and that I can't, it doesn't let me click you through to talk. So if you have a question, you can put that in the chat. We'd be happy to answer it for you. And let's see. Shanti, should you be an expert in an area before you can write a post about it and do an affiliate? No, you don't have to be an expert. Again, remember, when you're writing a blog post, think of it as an opinion piece. Your opinion is your opinion, and your opinion is never wrong. It's just your opinion. Now, other folks may not agree with your opinion, and there may be folks that have a different take on your opinion, but your opinion is your opinion. So think of your article like an opinion piece. And oftentimes you can even start off by saying, I believe that the best thing to do in real estate is blah, 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 blah. See, that just very distinctly says that it's your opinion. It doesn't say this is the answer to this question. You can say, I believe. And so that's a perfect way to write your blog if it's something that you're a little uncomfortable thinking somebody might not agree with your opinion. Is that helpful? So
that was perfect. Thank you.
Okay. I think we covered a lot of territory today. Now, next month, we're going to talk about customizing our blog. And then that's in September. Then in October, we're going to talk about writing and publishing and how, you know, how quickly we can get everything published. And then in November, we're going to talk about promoting. And then finally in December, we're going to talk about all the different ways to monetize. So please make sure that you join in every month. We're here, and I have to always look at my calendar to make sure it's the first Friday of every month at 10 a.m. So be sure and tune in. I'm looking through here to make sure I've answered everybody's questions. Candace says, thanks for your help. Sally, she had to jump off. She had a nice, another meeting. So it was nice to meet everyone. So anyway, yes, we're at the top of the hour. So again, I want to say thank you so much for coming and join in again. If you go to kathybinner.com and scroll down that homepage, you can get all the replays. So you can go back and listen to all the replays. If you want to jump into our mastermind, it's $25 a month. It's a membership site. And we meet up a couple of times a month, and we actually get down into the weeds, and we actually break apart how to write the blog post and how to get them uploaded and how to find your domain name. We go through all of that. So if you want to join the mastermind, feel free to do that as well. But all of that is found at kathybinner.com. So with that, we're going to go, and I'll see everyone next month. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.